You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, the production-linked incentive schemes unveiled by the government since 2020 to boost domestic manufacturing in assorted areas have resulted in additional investments of Rs. 62,500 crore, the government said on Tuesday. These investments facilitated incremental production of Rs. 6.75 trillion and exports of Rs. 2.6 trillion till 2022-23, it added. Incentives worth Rs. 2,900 crore have been disbursed so far under 8 of the 14 schemes rolled out so far against claims of Rs. 3,400 crore. The release of the funds is expected to pick up pace in all sectors soon as the beneficiaries reach the milestones of incremental production. Unveiling the data, Rajesh Kumar Singh, Secretary, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, said the government is considering bringing sectors like toys, parts of new-age bicycles and leather and footwear under PLI, but added that no additional funds would be needed for these inclusions. They all are at different stages of consideration, he said. Moving on, aircraft lessor Aircastle on Tuesday moved the National Company Law Tribunal with a second plea to start insolvency proceedings against budget carrier SpiceJet for unpaid dues. Aircastle had filed its first plea in April. The tribunal has asked the lessor's counsel to present legal precedents of two pleas being filed by one plaintiff in the same case. NCLT will hear the matter on July 17th. Besides Aircastle, pleas by aircraft lessor Wilmington Trust SP Services and engine lessor Willis Lees Finance are already pending at the tribunal. The NCLT on May 8th issued a notice on Aircastle's plea and sought the airline's response. SpiceJet had accordingly filed a response to the plea. Aircastle had sought a short adjournment on May 25th to respond to the airline's reply. SpiceJet had filed an application questioning the maintainability of Aircastle's plea. The case will be heard on July 17th. Meanwhile, Irish-American IT company Accenture will invest $3 billion over 3 years in its data and artificial intelligence practice to help clients use AI to achieve greater growth and efficiency. Accenture also plans to double its AI talent to 80,000 professionals through a mix of hiring, acquisitions, and training. The company expects that the coming decade will see AI becoming a megatrend, transforming industries and companies, even as generative AI transforms 40% of all working hours. The investment will expand Accenture's data and AI practice to meet future demand. Accenture will invest in assets, industry solutions, ventures, acquisitions, talent, and ecosystem partnerships, which will deepen and develop new skills and capabilities across diagnostic, predictive, and generative AI. In other news, markets regulator SEBI has directed execution-only platforms offering direct mutual fund plans to get registered in order to offer such services. While investors may find it convenient to avail services of such online platforms, those who are not clients of such intermediaries under the regulations may not have recourse or protection for the risks associated with the transactions, said the circular. SEBI Chief Madhubi Puri Butch had in December said the regulator would devise a framework for EOPs to get registered. The regulator had said at the time that EOPs would have to either register with the Association of Mutual Funds in India and act as agents of asset management companies, or register with SEBI as stock brokers and act as agents of investors. Now news from telecom sector. While coming out with a third revival package of Rs. 89,000 crore for BSNL last week, the government said the state-owned firm will emerge as a stable telecom service provider with this, focused on providing connectivity to the remotest parts of India. Implicit in the statement was that the company's services are critical in far-flung rural areas which are not served by private players as they are guided by profit motive. However, data shows that private operators like Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone India are not only providing services in all rural corners of the country, but their rural market share is also much higher than BSNL's. And finally, here is a key trend in IT sector. Those over 50 years of age and still working in a domestic information technology company should consider themselves lucky, really lucky, as they're part of just 1 to 2.5% of the company's total employee base. Consider the data on the age profile of employees at the India offices of IT companies. According to the country's largest IT firm, Tata Consultancy Services, FY23 annual report, only 1.1% employees on its rolls are in the 50 years plus bracket. In contrast, 52.69% of employees are below the age of 30. A similar trend is observed at Infosys, the country's second largest IT firm. NICICS Securities report states that around 2.5% of the company's employees globally are above the age of 50, while 59.6% are below 30. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.